talking about football.
But what's the failure with the football? I mean, this I don't really see. I mean, because the money, how much does it cost?
I think it probably is the money for what you get, you know. I was reading in the paper this morning a chap, he's a director of a big company in Birmingham, who was the world's number one football fan. He used to spend about £1,000 a year watching football, you know. He's watched football in every league ground in England, all 92. And he's been to America to watch West Bromwich playing in America. He's been to the last two or three World Cup mat things, you know, tournaments. And he goes to all the matches away, you know, European Cup matches and everything the English teams are playing in. He's all over the world watching, as you say. This year he's watched 22 games so far this year, which is about 50% of his normal.
Good.
And even he's getting brand off. And he was saying that he can go to a nightclub in Birmingham and watch Tony Bennett for about 30 bob, something like this, a night with Tony Bennett, have a nice meal in very plushy surroundings, very warm, nice, pleasant. So it costs him about the same amount of money to go and sit in a breezy, windy stand on a wooden bench to watch a rather boring game of football with no personality and all defensive and everything. He says it's just killing himself, you know. They're not giving the entertainment they used to give. The conditions, if anything, have deteriorated, and they're charging three times what they used to, or four times what they used to.
In what way have conditions deteriorated, Jerry?
Well, the grounds are scruffier than they used to be. I mean, they never do these grounds up, do they? I mean, they progressively
get worse. I thought they always had these wooden benches and stands.
Yeah, but they've been getting worse. I mean, you don't. Every now and again, a team builds a new stand. I mean, the stand that you sit in most grounds now is the very same stand you sat in 30 years ago, 40
now,
years
Jerry,
ago. Accepting is probably deteriorated.
But there was an interesting, you're quite right, look at that one that collapsed.
Yeah.
But there was an interesting programme on these grounds. The way you talked about the continental ones, that one, was it in Madrid? They're super.
Oh, they are.
And the way they could clear them in X number of seconds. A crowd of 70,000, I think it was, out of one ground. They had it organised such a way that there were so many entrances all around, you know, arcs like this. Upstairs, downstairs, they're all funnelled in such. I mean, they had all the passages and exits all planned in such a way that everybody could get out, you know. And it was after that disaster, you know. I think he said there was only one modern ground in England, really, that could claim to be modern. Was it Man City? Or was theirs taken as one of the oldest? But, you know, it said all ours are really ancient, except about one or two, compared with these continentals, because they're all they're purpose-built for modern conditions, and ours aren't. And every time a disaster like this happens, or somebody gets killed or trampled in a crush, stand break, this highlights it, and they sort of patch it up, and it's botched, you know, because I suppose it's all right, easy to talk, but if you've got so many thousand quid worth of stand there, you're not going to sort of knock it all down and build it from scratch. You just patch it up, don't you?
Yeah.
And of course, the Continentals, I suppose, they came in late, and they build them,
properly,
you know, this Milan ground. There's a famous one there, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, they were saying how superb they were, but the one in Spain was the best. It was in Madrid.
Real Madrid. They were fantastic.
It showed the photographs of them. People sitting there in the hot sun, you know, smoking cigars and out. And it showed the crowds emptying.
Yeah.
They had a practice exit.
Yeah.
You know, alarm. Oh, it was fantastic, the speed that they got out.
Well, 1 minute there was 70,000 in the ground, and about 30 seconds later, a minute later,
you know, about
clear.
I don't know, about 20 entrances strategically placed, but top and bottom, you know, all around the ground.
Yeah.
You know, like spokes from a wheel, they were out in no time.
They all went straight out of the group, completely away from the place.
Yeah.
Oh, here in England, I mean, you all come hearing out, and then you all get into a funnel about as wide as two normal drives.
I went to Stamford Bridge last year once.
All 50,000 have got to get out through there.
Cool, the crap. Oh, you wonder if you're going to be trampled to death. They start to shove. You know, it's quite frightening.
Yeah.
Carrying just Stamford Bridge, where I went to see Chelsea play Leeds, and Leeds played shockingly. Worst game they ever played.
Well, some of the gates might be about as wide as that room, as the room, mightn't they?
Oh, there were kids sitting on the great hoarding.
And about 30,000 have to go through there.
God.
You know, it's terrible.
Oh, the sea of bodies in front of you moving, and people start to push behind. It got quite frightening because she couldn't have done anything. You'd be absolutely helpless.